On this week's episode, we are going to be talking about authenticity, and then we will expand it from there. I know that you are really excited about this topic because you showed a video to The Hive last week, I believe it was. And so we've been kind of waiting to talk about it for this week's coffee talk.
Yeah, it was about the law of attraction and the science behind it, that the law of attraction is just as real as the law of gravity. So if you pick something up and you let go of it, it's going to hit the ground. Just like the law of attraction, if you're vibrating at a certain frequency, you're going to attract that frequency. So it's literally the same in physics. They've proven it without a doubt. And there was this experiment that was done. I believe it was in Germany, and they put 25,000 people in a Faraday cage. And what that is no microwave frequencies. There's no radio frequencies. There's no wave frequencies of any type that can get in there. So the only thing that was in there was human bodies. The scientists were able to accurately measure the vibrations and the energy being emitted from their bodies. And it was very distinguishable if it was anger or sadness or love or authenticity, what was vibrating out of these people. It could actually measure it scientifically. And they found that the strongest by far vibration is authenticity. And it was 4,000 times stronger than that of love. So love is so powerful. And well, I think we all know that because that's something we can actually feel. And authenticity is the vibration that attracts the most, they found. The wavelengths that people were letting out, if two wavelengths of the same equal frequency meet, the size of that wave doubles. So I just think that's a beautiful thing. I just get a visual of two authentic souls coming near each other and just like having this glowing aura around them. I'm like imagining it now. It must have been fascinating to actually see the energy from the side of these scientists. Yeah, that just really, really fascinated me. And authenticity, really, there's a ton of different ways to put it, but simply it's your thoughts align with your actions. So you do what you say you're going to do. You believe in what you're saying. You're not just saying it. So your thoughts and your feelings about it align with your actions, the way you live your life. It seems very simple. You know, mean what you say, say what you mean, all of that. And I think that's what we're all out here trying to do. Find the real us, be the real us, put our real selves forward without embarrassment, without ego, without all of that, just to be. And so I think it's a very powerful distinction, authenticity.
I watched the video when you posted it, and I thought that it was really interesting as well. Being in the work of transformation, authenticity is part of the context. So listening to this, and it goes back to limiting beliefs. So if authenticity is, we say that all the time in the training, that authenticity as the context is your thoughts and actions are congruent, which means that if you believe that you're powerful, passionate, creative, and you're taking actions that are congruent with those empowering thoughts, then anything's possible. And if you believe that you're unworthy or unlovable or not good enough, not smart enough, or whatever the enoughs are for you, then you take actions that are congruent with those thoughts, which is us living in a lower frequency and is not being true to our authentic self, which in the training, the one belief that we come from is that you're born whole, perfect, and complete. So anytime if you subscribe to that, and I do, to be clear, if anyone did not know that, of course I subscribe to that philosophy. So anything outside of being whole, perfect, and complete is inauthentic because it's not congruent with who we are. So we forget who we are and we get to remember and come back to that. You know, one of the things I say in the training about authenticity is the moment that you recognize that you're being inauthentic is the exact moment that you become authentic again, because you're essentially calling yourself out or calling your ego out and going, hey, no, that's not who I am. So if you're even having thoughts that are incongruent with the whole perfect and complete you, you get to bring it back. So I think it's such a great topic to talk about. I could talk about authenticity also like on a regular level too. I know some of the influencers that you follow like on social media. I know the people that I follow and stuff. And I'm always drawn to the people who I experience as authentic. And there's not that many around. Like, because there are so many influencers who are in this work. And I know this industry has gotten saturated with a lot of people who know how to say the words. And I feel like I can spot the ones that want to be in this industry because it's a booming industry and they want to make money off of the industry versus being really authentic and letting people see like the messy parts of you. Like, because again, being authentic, especially in this industry, I mean, look at us, look at us on Coffee Talk. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not presenting in a manner in which I'm not off camera. Who you see is who you get. And so there's just a lot of layers to this authenticity conversation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I always tell people, I'm like, there is one version of Dani. Dani's going to be the same no matter where she's at, who she's talking to. So when people show up authentically, it gives other people unspoken permission to show up authentically too, if someone's waiting for that type of sign. Again, that visual, when the waves come together and they double, I know we have all felt around certain people that you get so energized after having an encounter with them. And that's what that is. You're feeling that energy. You're feeling like safe and seen and heard in that energy because it's just, it's authentic. There isn't all that other stuff. And so then you vibrate higher and then the other person vibrates higher. It is such a beautiful, beautiful way to connect with people. Yeah. It's one of my favorite distinctions. And then Brené Brown has the definition for it that is authenticity is not something we have or don't have. It's a practice, a conscious choice of how we want to live. Authenticity is a collection of choices that we have to make every day. It's about the choice to show up and be real, the choice to be honest, the choice to let our true selves be seen. I love that definition.
Everything is a choice. Even in the moments where you're not feeling good or, you know, you're having a messy moment, choosing to be transparent and say, I'm not having a good day today, or I'm not feeling well, or you know what, last week at this time or whatever, I was not my greatest version of myself. And busting yourself, because I think also that goes a long way. And like you said, especially with the unsaid permission, I would much rather have people be messy and real than put on this facade that everything's perfect and you're put together and your life is going this way. And then, but behind the scenes, you're just a mess. That doesn't serve the person who's trying to look like everything's perfect, because then you essentially build this house of cards around you that then you have to maintain because you don't want it to crumble. Whereas if you're just like, you know what, I'm not okay right now, you know, then you're inviting people in to possibly support you and all of that stuff. So there's so much good stuff about this, even as far as energy too. Like, it's so exhausting trying to keep up with some sort of image that's not real, you know, instead of just letting whatever image organically happen, you know.
Until a person knows all of you, you're not really giving them the chance to love all of you, putting a limit on what you can receive.
Well said.
Thank you.
Quote of the day right there.
Yeah. And something that it's like a meme that I've seen over and over, and I love it. It says, be so completely yourself that everyone else feels safe to be themselves too. I have, you know, seen a lot of podcasts and things too. They're like, hey, your authentic friends are the ones that are going to call you out because they don't have an image to maintain. Like, being themselves is more important than a reputation that they're trying to craft, because they just show up as them. And yeah, if they feel like they can support you or give you helpful feedback, like, those are the people that are going to show up and do that for you because they love you. Yeah. So just everything I kept reading and watching again, just it deepens the relationship. And you're that safe space, because if someone needs to go to you, you're not going to be a phony. You know, you're not going to give them some fluff stuff. You're going to sit, you're going to listen. And people that live in the vibration of authenticity are the best listeners, because they want to be able to give the best feedback and the deepest support, because they are truly invested. Because again, it's not about an image. It's not like, oh, I helped so-and-so, or oh, guess what I did for, you know, it's not about that. It's about the connection and being present in that moment. That's what lights us up.
Even when it doesn't feel good.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know. Beautiful. Well, let's end it with this. Let's pose a question. So if you're listening on the Hive, post it in the comments. If you're listening on the podcast, message me with the answers to what are the top three things that you love most about yourself. Coming from authentic, coming from whole, perfect, and complete. These are the things that I've gone through, and this is the stuff that I really love. This is me being authentic. So what are the top three things that you absolutely love about yourself? Could be like, I'm just real AF and I love that. Or there are not two versions of me. I am me no matter where I show up. I feel like I should cue the this is me music right now. Message me right in the comments. What are the top three things that you absolutely love about yourself? You show up real no matter what. And, you know, that's all I have. That's
I really love that.
Anyway, welcome to 2024.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Thanks for tuning in today. Bye.
Bye.